May 6, 1934 Primary purpose of redemption, to restore the life of the divine will in the creature. How God does minor things in order to give the place to his major works. I am under the gigantic waves of the divine fiat, which makes me see and experience how all things and all of its divine acts take origin from the divine volition, and are all bearers of a will so holy. So, the primary purpose of God, both in creation and in redemption, was no other intent than that of forming his palpitating life of divine will in each creature, and he wanted its royal place in everything, and the transfusion of all things and of each act into his will, and with justice, and with reason, it being the author of everything and of all. What is the wonder if it wants its place, by right, in everything? Then, following the divine will and its acts, I arrived at redemption. And my beloved Jesus, making me pause and sighing, told me, "My daughter, yet, in our mind the primary purpose of redemption was to restore the kingdom of the divine will in the creature. This was something divine that we had placed in her, our will operating, the most noble, the most beautiful act, by virtue of which we loved the creature to folly, because she had something of our own. We loved our very selves in her, and therefore our love was perfect, full and incessant. It was as if we could not possibly get away from her. We felt our very will that from within the creature imposed itself to loving her. And if I came down from heaven to earth, it was the empire, the power of my fiat that called me because it wanted its rights, and its noble and divine act to be restored and placed in safety. We would have lacked order and would have acted against nature if, in descending from heaven, I had saved the creatures, but had not rescued our will and restored our kingdom in them, that which is divine, our most beautiful act which we had placed in them. Beginning, origin and end of everything. But who is it that does not think of saving himself first, and then others? No one. And if he cannot save himself, it is a sign that he will have neither the virtue nor the power to save others. By restoring the kingdom of my will in the creature I did the greatest act, an act that only a God can do, that is, securing my very life in the creature. And by saving myself, all were placed in safety, no more dangers, because they had a divine life in their power, in which they would find all the goods they wanted. Therefore, my redemption, my life, my pains, my death, will serve to dispose the creature to so great a good, and as preparation for the great portent of the kingdom of my will in the human generations. And if the fruits, the life of it, cannot be seen yet, this says nothing, because in my humanity there is the seed, the life of my fiat, therefore this seed possesses the virtue of forming the long generation of many other seeds in the hearts, to regenerate in them the restoration of the life of my will in the creatures. Therefore, there is no act done by the Supreme Being which does not come out of our will, and its love is so great that it places itself as life of our act, and, as life, it claims its rights, for it wants to carry out its life. Hence, how could I come to reign, were I not to give back these rights to my will? In order to come to redeem, these rights were restored in my celestial mother, in my humanity. And only because my will had these first rights could I come to redeem, otherwise I would have found neither the way, nor the place in which to descend. And my humanity took on the commitment with it, by dint of pains, of giving back to it these rights, of letting it reign in due time in the human family. You, therefore, pray, and united with me, do not spare the sacrifice of your life for a cause so holy and divine, and of most heroic and great love toward all creatures. Afterwards, I remained concerned about what is written above, and I thought to myself, how can it be that while he says that his primary purpose of his coming upon earth was the establishment of the kingdom of the divine will, though redemption was connected together with it, the fruits of redemption can be seen abundantly, while of his fiat reigning almost nothing can be seen yet? And Jesus added, "My daughter, it would be absurd and against the divine order not to give the primacy to our will, as in fact we did. I can say that first began the kingdom of the divine will in my celestial mother, then in my own humanity, which possessed all the fullness of the supreme will, and then came redemption. And since the Queen of Heaven and I, by virtue of this kingdom which we possessed in its full vigor, represented the whole human family as the heads, to reunite all the scattered members, it is because of this that redemption could come. It was precisely from within the kingdom of my will that redemption came out. If I and my mother had not possessed it, it would have been a dream and would have remained in our divine mind. Now, I being the head, the king, the savior, and the true sacrificator of mankind, whatever is there in the head, the members have a right over it. Whatever the mother possesses, the children have the right to inherit. Here then redemption, the head wants to heal the members and bind them by dint of pains and of death, so that they may avail themselves of the virtues of the head. The mother wants to reunite the children, make herself known, to constitute them heirs of what she possesses. Here is the necessity of time, in such a way that, while redemption came out of the kingdom of my will's prime act, redemption will serve as powerful means in order to communicate to the members the kingdom which the head possesses, one and the other will hold hands. And besides, if I so much love, want and insist that creatures would have my will alone as the sole principle in all things, I myself, then, who possess the life of it, and was to descend from heaven to earth, and it would cost me so much, was I not to give primacy to my will? Oh! My daughter, this says that my will is not known in depth, while one act of my will has more value than all creatures united together. And this is so certain, that it is from my will that redemption received life, while redemption had no virtue to give life to my will. My fiat is eternal, it had no beginning, either in eternity or in time, while redemption had its beginning in time. And since my volition has no beginning, and it alone can give life to everything, hence, by its own nature, it holds primacy over everything. And there is nothing that we do in which we don't have, as our primary purpose, that our will have its life, dominating, operating and reigning. But you say that the fruits of redemption can be seen, while nothing appears of those of the kingdom of the divine will. This says that our divine ways are not comprehended. We do minor things in order to give the place to our major works, and to realize our primary intent. Listen to me, my daughter. In creation our primary purpose was man, but instead of creating man first, we created heavens, sun, sea, earth, air, winds, as the dwelling in which to place this man, and so as to let him find everything that was needed to make him live. In the very creation of man, first we made the body and then I infused in him the soul, more precious, more noble, and containing more value than the body. Many times it is necessary to do minor things first, in order to prepare with decency the place for our major works. What is the wonder, then, if in descending from heaven to earth, our primary purpose in our divine mind was to constitute the kingdom of our will in the midst of the human family? More so, since the first offense that man gave us was directed precisely against our will, therefore with justice our first intent was to be directed to rejoining the offended side of our will and to returning to it its royal place. And after this would redemption come. And redemption came indeed in a superabundant way, with such excesses of love as to astound heaven and earth. But why before? Because it was to serve to prepare, with decency, with decorum, with sumptuousness, with the endowment of my pains and of my very death, as kingdom, as army, as cortege, to let my will reign. In order to heal man my pains were needed. It took my death to give him life. Yet, one tear of mine, one sigh of mine, one single drop of my blood would have been enough to save all, because everything I did was animated by my supreme will. I can say that it was my will that ran within all my acts, in my most harrowing pains, to seek man and place him in safety. How, then, can the prime purpose be denied to a will so holy, so powerful, which embraces everything, and there is no life nor any good without it. Therefore, the mere thinking that is absurd. So, I want you to recognize it in all things as prime active everything. In this way you will place yourself in our divine order, that there is nothing in which we do not give primacy to our will. Fiat.